Welcome, everyone, to the Peaceful Planet Show. This is your host, Marcia McMahon, and we are delighted to have a very special guest returning on the Peaceful Planet today. We are featuring the work of Vicky High, and I'm also going to be reading some messages from Princess Diana to start up. We have, of course, the special music that's being channeled in by Bob Murray. And I want to refer everyone to our archives. The Peaceful Planet does a show every Saturday from 12 to 1. And last week, I had my wonderful friend Bob Murray on the show, and we were discussing past lives with Jesus. So if this resonates with you and you'd like to hear more about it, I also encourage you to visit the website of our radio show at BBS Radio. You're on it right now, .com. And then click onto the archives and download that show, because it's just a very wonderful interview, gives you a lot of information. And apparently this was something that I shared. So he brought forth some past life information for me, and I think that our listening audience would be interested. So anyway, it's a lovely Saturday. Weather is beautiful here in the Midwest. And I know that a lot of you may be familiar with my work. I'm a channel for Princess Diana. I do a weekly message on world peace. And, of course, she was in the news again this past week. And she has a brief message that she has asked me to read to the listening audience. And, of course, she is working through me now for world peace and provides diplomatic solutions that will help the Middle East and all countries really to come to peace and unity. It's a very important message of world peace, and it's available on my website at dianaspeakstotheworld.com, and the title of my book is With Love from Diana, Queen of Hearts. But, of course, we saw the new photographs this past week, and while I've been working very hard to get my work out where it can do the most good, still, the media is very focused on the tragic accident, which seems to, and I'm glad that they are in a way, because I do feel that with this inquest, there are going to be more revelations. And she has given a great deal of information to others of her channels who perhaps are more expert on the accident itself. But I'd like to just share with you a portion of this message before we go forth with our wonderful guest, Vicky High. So this is Diana's message of peace, and this was channeled this week. Good afternoon, Diana. Sorry I have been so distracted, but I am totally interested in the news about the inquest and accident. It was strange and sad to see photos of you with Dodi just before your passing and seeing you turned around in the car looking at the pursuit behind you. Diana. Indeed, Marcia, my darling, it is once again great to connect with your vibration. We are doing well here, as you know, and we both, Dodi and I, feel much better that these issues are being brought out into the open where they belong, as it has been very much covered over and would have all been forgotten were it not for certain facts in the case, and Mr. Fayed, as well as my butler, Paul Burrell, who did alert the world to the fact that I felt threatened for my life then. It's hard to relive the crash for me now. I have no desire to do so, yet the media plays it out as if it were fresh news. As I have repeatedly said, it was murder, and this fact does indeed need to be brought out. I was taken out for my service to mankind and for other reasons. As most of you on Marcia's show know, I had been engaged to Dodi Fayed that evening, and we had intended to tell my boys first. It was a tragedy and one that is very difficult to speak of now. So I will not dwell any further on the details. We on this side of heaven are all hoping that justice will be served and that my sons will know the truth. Other than that, thank God I have moved on from this issue. And she's sending all of her love and blessings to all in the listening audience. And, of course, you know, if you want more of Diana, you can visit the website and see what wonderful work she is doing now for world peace, particularly with her diplomatic solutions for peace in the Middle East with Palestine and Israel. So that's the major focus of our work together now. and not the accident. But there are channels who have been on my show, Andrew Russell Davis and Rose Campbell and others, who really do have wonderful information from Diana on this very topic. And all of us are band together in this cause for justice and truth. So we all want to see some progress made with the inquest, and it will be an interesting revelation, I promise you that. So I had to bring that up because that is the nature of my primary work as a channel. And I want to also read Vicki's bio here, and then we're going to be giving out our toll-free numbers. And we're going to be discussing her work and her new book coming up. And then at some point during the show, we're going to open the show up to our callers, and she's going to do some healing for you. Vicki High is an entertaining trainer, author, and healing practitioner. She served as mayor of her community, business owner, and corporate trainer. She operated businesses that span international healthcare, alternatives, computer training, and professional development and business promotion. She was amazed as the world of healing unfolded around her. She participated in miracles and incredible experiences while conducting seminars and healing sessions. Her book, Heart-to-Heart Connections, Miracles All Around Us, details the stories, and she has just completed her second book, One Woman's Journey. In 2000, she became a Reiki Master Teacher, Reconnective Healing Practitioner, and appeared on the Oprah Winfrey Show with Gary Zukav. What she has discovered and experienced formed heart-to-heart healing, which she says is easy, and anyone can do it. Her passion is helping people discover this healing gift and tap into the extraordinary personal power that we have as human beings. So, Vicki, that's a wonderful bio. Welcome to the Peaceful Planet. It's a delight to have you on our show again.
Well, Marcia, it's always just a pleasure to be here, and I want to commend you on your work with Princess Diana. She is such a bright and shining light. Even though she is on the other side, she's still very active, and we all are appreciative of the gift that you give us through her words and her actions.
Well, thank you, and she is very, very busy affecting, you know, the world's diplomats through her work, through me, and it is very important work, although it tends to be political and diplomatic solutions, and I usually don't read the messages in full, but encourage my listeners instead to view the website. But thank you for that, and, you know, she is overlighting our program, as are the Ascended Masters and Archangels. I've called them all in.
Yes, and I
so we're surrounded
well, so
in the divine light, and we're sending all that light and love out to our audience as well.
That's
so, Vicki, last time we talked, you were working on your book, and now it seems like things are coming together a little bit more for you. What's the title of the book again?
Well, it's changed a little. I've recently decided that it's One Woman's Journey because it is my journey. I know that coming from the corporate world in 2000, a few years before, maybe even a few years after that, the whole world of alternative healing opened up for me just like a beautiful rose. And as it continued to open up, I kept being exposed to different things that were unusual, and yet in the experience itself was so amazingly life-changing for me. And so this second book is about how all of those pieces of the puzzle came together for me. This is the primer that I wished I had when I started the journey, because there are so many different incredible, it's almost like facets to a diamond that shine brilliantly, but sometimes our diamonds are kind of dull and need to be cleaned. And so this is the book that helped me see how many different facets there are in the world, and that when we're ready and we're willing to maybe let go of some of our belief systems that we've had from the time we were young, that new worlds open up to us. I'm sure as a channel for Diana, you have faced times where that was just not something that, or perhaps you're one of those lucky ones that grew up with that. But for me, it was like opening up a new gift.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a transition that you go through because...
Oh, absolutely,
As people know you, they know you in certain roles, and they're comfortable with you in certain roles. And so one of the journeys that I have made is moving into the new me who is completely changed, and yet still has all of the skills that I've brought with me, but now they're channeled in a different way.
Well, yes, and I totally relate to that because, you know, developing your psychic or healing abilities can very often, I noticed what began to happen with me is that certain people would just instantly drop out of my life, those that were not open to
mm-hmm.
it. And then other certain people would instantly sort of appear. And then it took a number of years for me to hone in, a good number of years to hone in to be able to hear in my inner guidance before I ever began or was approached by Diana to do this work for world peace that she asked me to do in 2001. So it is very much a journey when you start to discover your spiritual gifts and become a light worker. And, you know, you have to kind of also have the practical skills in order to figure out, as you know, how to bring your brand of light work, and we all have slightly different messages and slightly different gifts from the Spirit, how to bring those gifts of the Spirit out in an intelligible way to the mass consciousness, which is not necessarily all that open to this. They're curious, but they don't understand it. And it's something that's, you know, a part of all of us. All of us can heal. All of us can do channeling. But you have to really work at it. Practice makes perfect. And you have to have a lot of experiences to pull it together to refine it. I like the analogy of the diamond in the rough and then the polishing that goes on. That's a really good one, especially as you're on your path to becoming a master. You know?
Absolutely. You know, the changes that we're seeing in our world are amazing. And I know
Aren't
that when
that?
I first began to experience these connections with the Ascended Masters or the connections with the supernatural, we have forgotten somehow that we are supernatural having a human experience. And so when we try to merge back with that supernatural part that is at the heart of each of us, then sometimes my journey was that I needed to know more. I needed to have more information, and I became a seeker of knowledge. And what was amazing to me is that the masters are appearing to thousands of people.
Aren't they, though?
And they've been
the whole internet is exploding with channeling mm-hmm. from the Ascended Masters.
And,
go ahead,
and,
I didn't mean...
I was just going to say that in each of us, there is a barometer of truth that's in the heart. So as more and more people tap into the energy of the Ascended Masters and become channels, it's so important for us to hear inside our heart that this is truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, and I always advise my listeners, too, that and the people I work with in my group. I teach a group on spiritual development, and that is that they need to verify. You can't believe everything you read, whether it's printed material in a newspaper, in mainstream media, or whether it's printed material that's channeled on the internet. So what you need to do is verify that by going within and feeling the vibration that it's giving you. If it gives you confusion or fear, throw it out. If it gives you a feeling of love and well-being and it uplifts you, then it's resonating within you as truth. So those are the general rules that I use to discern truth. But truth is an ever-evolving process of discovery, wouldn't you say?
I would so agree with you, and I think that's wise advice. Part of my life changes have been the result of hearing these messages from the masters, even when they were uncomfortable. There have been several times when I have written down a message and thought, oh, there is no way that can possibly be true. Doesn't
mm-hmm.
match anything I've ever been taught. In fact, it goes against some of the things that I believe to be true. And yet, over and over, new unfolding information creates the truth and supports that truth. And that's the
mm-hmm.
other thing that I've noticed is that as more and more people open up to the communication available to us, to the Ascended Masters and from the Ascended Masters, then we have an opportunity to explode those channels of communication and have more truth flood our planet. And I think that we live in a society where the media rules what we think and believe and know to be true, and yet over and over and over again, what they present to us is not the entire truth.
Exactly. There is a lot of cover-up going on in the media still, though a lot of things that have been covered up are really coming out, such as Diana's death, etc.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, they wouldn't cover shows like this. They won't cover things that are uplifting. You know, we subscribe to all these different things on our network, you know, and you just can't find any spiritually uplifting programming on cable. It's all, if it's got anything to do with spirituality, it's controlled by the Christian right, which I don't find uplifting, you know. So, I mean, I really wait for the day when BBS can have their own TV program, you know, on cable. But, and I think, you know, this, the function of these shows is to uplift people primarily, and not so much entertain, but uplift and educate. But that's just me. That's where I'm coming from. And I think that you're right. There's a whole spiritual revolution taking place, unprecedented. And basically what I see it as is like, you know, in Atlantis when they had the great fall, there was a fall from grace, a fall from consciousness, you know. And at that time in Atlantis, in the early days of Atlantis, my understanding now, I've done a lot of reading on Atlantis over the summer, it seems as though people had their spiritual gifts intact. They could commune with God. You know, even in the veiled story of Adam and Eve, you know, you have them walking in the garden and they were, you know, at peace with God or something. So, you know, there was an awareness there that suddenly fell from grace. And that's the allegory of the fall. But to me, we're in a resurgence. We're in sort of a spiritual renaissance. And one way or another, everybody is destined to wake up. And if you're listening to this show, you're on your path to waking up, I think, you know?
Absolutely. I know that it's interesting. This new book came about as a result of, I was at a healing seminar, and just a little bit about the healing that I do. I was a trained Reiki master, and I was trained in reconnective healing. And those two together, I have been told, are mirrors, and they're gateways to the spiritual supernatural.
Oh, wow.
And so I thought that was really exciting. And then I was so blessed to have a little lady in my class one day that had a doctorate in statistics, but she had a very spiritual experience where she actually saw the Ascended Masters with Jesus and Enoch standing behind me doing the work during the session.
Oh, I confirm that totally, because I know you work with Jesus. I've sensed that presence with you.
It is an exciting
part. I want to tell you something, too, Vicki.
Yes.
I picked up on, I was talking about at the very beginning of the show about last week's show
mm-hmm.
with Bob Murray, who is a very dear friend of mine and a wonderfully gifted psychic. And this past summer, I had been doing some regression work and found out that I had a past life with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. And then Bob Murray was elaborating on that on the show last week. And, you know, I'm getting some messages for you that you also may have been there, that you were there. So I don't know if that resonates with you, but it could explain the connection you have to the Master Jesus.
That absolutely does resonate with me. And it's funny, when I first started this path, the idea of past lives was not even something I would entertain.
Oh, and, yeah, me too.
And so it's been very interesting that there is a whole chapter. And in this new book, what I'm contemplating as I am approaching the publishing plan is that's really a series of mini books, that there's a mini book about past lives. And it's
wow.
not just about the research of past lives. It's about what people are discovering about it. For me, I had an interesting story, and it's in the book, but I'm going to tell you just a little about it. I went to a lady that was my Reiki master, actually, and this also
mm-hmm.
happened during the year 2000. I had a very exciting year that year. And
okay.
so I went to her because a friend of mine had been and done some past life work, and I was really just curious. I thought, oh, my goodness, I've never even thought that was a possibility. Wonder what she would find. So we went and we discovered that for an hour. It was very interesting. For me, it was like watching a little video of these different people. One of them
mm-hmm.
was a little, round, roly-poly Asian man who worked with the Dalai Lama. One was a woman who had a very hard life farming in Kansas. And the other one was a healer in Egypt where I could even see what the outfit I was wearing and how I healed people at that time. And then I put that tape away, and when I was moving in 2004, I took it out again, and I thought, you know, I really would be interested in reading this, or listening to it again, actually. So I put it in the tape player, and I came across a passage that I had never heard before. I had listened to the tape, but this part of the tape was not in my memory at all.
And what was that?
And she had asked me, are you a member of any soul groups? And I quickly answered yes, too. And she asked me, well, tell me about the first one. And I said, I'm in spirit. I'm with, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have this down accurately, but the transcript of it is in the new book. I said, I am on the orange and purple planet, and I'm here with people, and our role is to help plan Earth changes. And I thought, oh, wow, I never heard anything like that before.
Yeah, I wondered, what would the purple planet be, do you suppose?
I don't know, but I would assume that it's one of the, you know, the Sirian, Arcturian, perhaps. I'm not
Sirian or Pleiadian, maybe.
Yes. Well, the next, she asked me about the next soul group, and what I thought was really interesting is that I talk an awful lot, and yet the responses I gave to her were very unlike me. They were in one-syllable responses. No, yes, yes. So she asked me, she goes, well, tell me about the other group, the other soul group. And I said, I'm from the planet Pleiades. And
wow.
She said, what do you do there? And I said, it's a kind of hospital. I said, it's healing. And she said, well, are you a student? No, I am the teacher, I responded. And I said, we have the ability to heal much greater than we realize. And she says, is it your mission as Vicki to come here in the year 2000 and teach us about this healing? And my response was, this healing is timeless. And so the remaining part of that passage talks about the healing and what it is that we're doing, and that my mission is here to teach healing and unconditional love. But just like the diamond that has so many facets, healing has so many different facets, and so does unconditional love.
Well, yeah, I love the way you describe that. That's really interesting with your past life. And I love the way you talk about this reconnective or the integrative aspects of bringing spirit into healing. And I want to share with you, too, an interesting experience I had a few weeks ago. I was visiting Camp Chesterfield and doing readings there. And while I was there, usually when I do readings face-to-face, I pray with people and I put my hands over their hands. Mm-hmm. And in this way, I started putting my hands over people, and I felt Jesus stepping in with me, and all of a sudden this fantastic vibrational energy started flowing between me and the person I was doing the reading for, and this happened in about 3 or 4 readings.
Mm-hmm.
And it was truly amazing because I didn't even think of myself as necessarily having a gift of healing. I do pray for people to have healing, and I believe in it, and I know you have the most wonderful gift of healing. By the way, thank you for sending on your energy to me right now. I can sense it. We're in that wonderful vibration. You know, so I confirm everything that you're saying. It's really marvelous, and I don't know where I'm going with my gift, but I'm interested in exploring it a little bit more, so maybe we can talk some more about that. But I don't know if I have time to do all the training like that you've had. I know that you travel around the country doing healing sessions for people.
Yes, I do. I travel doing healing sessions and also seminars. But a lot of the light workers have these huge numbers of seminars. What I do is I really enjoy having an intimate group of about 10 people meet in a home, and then we have the most incredible experiences. The spirit comes in and works through us to demonstrate how everyone has this gift and how even the person who feels that they have the least to offer has this incredible experience gifted just for them.
Yeah. That is so true. I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners are thinking, you know, this is really cool stuff if they're open to this, and they wouldn't be listening if they weren't. And they're thinking, okay, what do I need to do? You know, how can I possibly know my gifts or tap into my gifts, you know. But, I want to explore that a little bit and see what you might recommend for someone who's just kind of on the path, you know. Then we're going to put our numbers out and we're going to do some call-ins.
Very good. While you're doing that, let me speak a little bit about the spiritual gifts.
Sure.
In The Keys of Enoch, which is a great book that has amazing spiritual truths in it. It's not widely publicized. You have to get it through the Future Science of America. But it was a book that I bought, and I couldn't read it for 3 years. The information was too detailed, too beyond my understanding. And as I continued to do work, people would report to me experiences that I would flip open, and I could look at the pictures. And I would flip open the book, and there would be a picture, and they'd say, "How did you know that's what I saw?" So eventually, after I had been doing the work for about 3 years, I was able to open the Keys of Enoch and read it from cover to cover.
Hmm.
And the information enlightened me as far as some of the things that happened during this healing. It's an incredible experience. But
well, I've got to look at the book then, because it sounds as though the book was encoded with some sort of healing as well.
Absolutely. It has, but it's even beyond that, Marcia. It's an amazing book, and once you read that book or even look through it, we will have to have a conversation offline, because that's one of those incredible, another life-changing experience for me. But
who
one
is
of the verses,
author?
J.J. Hurtak, H-U-R-T-A-K, and he has listed the spiritual gifts that are identified in the Bible, you know, healing, teaching, speaking in tongues. There are five of them. And then he said, for the people of God, and he's very specific. It's not for the religious. It's for the people of God, those who are worshiping and walking their paths. There will be four additional gifts. One of them you already have, speaking with angelic beings. You know, your work with Princess Diana is one of those. One is resurrecting the dead, and one is creating new limbs from people. So that this healing that I was speaking about from the planet Pleiades is about using those spiritual gifts, those additional spiritual gifts that bring in more and more of our abilities than we have allowed ourselves to receive. They're almost like a Christmas tree. There's a Christmas tree for each individual on the planet, the 6.2 billion. And I know if you're Jewish, then it's a Hanukkah. The Hanukkah candle.
Sure. Well, you know, that's a wonderful way of, you know, that was a very clear explanation for the spiritual gift.
Well,
you
I would
know,
tell you
I
that each of us,
amazing.
Each of us have gifts under our tree or our whatever it is, and they've got our name on them. Nobody else can open our spiritual gifts. They're ours and ours alone. And by me opening all my packages, it doesn't take away from your packages that you might have opened one or two, but you've got five others. So as the unfolding of your spiritual path happens, then you start reaching over and saying, you know, now I'm ready to unfold that healing gift. Or now I'm ready to go one step beyond that to let me get serious about this angelic, because one of them is speaking with angelic beings and the other is working with angelic beings.
Well, I do work with them, too. I think since the last time we've spoken in person, which has been a couple of years, I've done quite a bit of work with the Archangel Michael and Metatron as well. So I do almost feel that actually just working on DBS and the necessity of doing the work I do has increased my spiritual awareness and my ability to work with the higher realms. There's the Ascended Masters, there's the Archangels, there's the Elohim, there's the Ra group, which is a group that seems to resonate very strongly with me, and I've had Carla Rukert and her work on the show, and then, you know, Winfrey. And so I've heard from these Ascended group angelic souls, I guess you would call them, Heavenly Host, which are mentioned in the Bible. And they speak also of the people of God. They don't speak of the people of religion. They speak of the people of God. And they always say peace to the people of God. So I do feel that it's almost a dynamic where these angelic realms really want to work through situations on Earth and bring through this knowledge for people, not just to uplift, but to correct the error thinking that is so prevalent on the planet. The error thinking being war, of course, being violence, hatred, any of the lower vibrations. And, you know, one way we can do that is by sending love and peace, but other methods as well have, you know, a more practical application, such as the work I'm doing with Diana. So, you know, there's different levels, I guess you would say, of the way that the angels and spirits want to work through you. I'm sure that makes sense to you, but I didn't mean to interrupt your flow there.
No,
you were talking about working with your angels as well.
Well, and what I have discovered along the way is that I have, and in doing my healing work, what transpired into heart-to-heart healing for me was I would have people come to me, and they would come for a healing session, and they would lie on the table. And in over 40 cases, so it was, some were strangers I didn't know, some were people that were obviously channels. And so what happened was they would lay on my table, and at the first I was so naive, I thought it was the people on the table speaking until I realized that it wasn't them. They wouldn't have a memory of what was being said through their mouth, through their vocal cords, but at some level, and what I've been told is it's the gift of soloquia. The gift of soloquia allows them to be used as a vessel for communicating and me to be used as a vessel, because I also have that gift, to hear what they're saying without it being uncomfortable to me.
Mm-hmm.
So that
I think that's just so amazing, really. I mean, when I first heard your story about working with people on the table and Jesus coming through with messages from these individuals that had never channeled before, it was just like, whoa.
It was pretty amazing. And when he tells you in such loving ways, I'll never forget, he goes, Vicki, who I heal is not important. How I heal is not important. It's the love emanating through healing that's important. So the love being the same as God comes through us and heals us. I had this visual of what happens during healing, and it actually creates a continuous circle that is love that flows from God through me, through the client, and then back through God, through me and the client. And if I'm working on animals, the animals join the circle because they're really standing in for their guardians.
Hmm, how wonderful. Hey, speaking of healing, do we have some time to tap into your extraordinary healing ability?
Well, we sure do, but it's not mine. It's all of us. We all share it. And I will be happy to act as the facilitator because it is one of the greatest joys of my life to be able to share this with others.
This would be great. We're going to open our toll-free line at 877-876-5227. And toll-free in Canada is 888-810-8322 if you'd like to call in and speak with Vicki and have her do a little bit of healing work on you today.
That will be great. And just to set the tone, why don't while the calls are being made, why don't I, I'm going to begin working, and I happen to work with my hands because I'm a kinesthetic person, but a lot of people use their eyes, a lot of people use their hearts, and really we heal with who we are. All of who we are. So what my intention is that everybody that's listening that is a part of this particular moment of sacred space is receiving this energy. Now, different people feel it in different ways, and when I talk to people about and introduce them to this, what I tell them is that you have always had this inside you. It is the spark of God that He plants in every human creation and every animal creation, for that matter. And so what ends up happening is we come and we're born and we have a kind of amnesia that forgets we have this spark inside us. And the spark allows us to tap into all of the many blessings and all of the healing gifts that are ours. And so what they feel often when I'm reintroducing them to this energy is that some people feel a vibration in their hands, or sometimes it's another part of their body.
We have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
Who's calling?
Doing great. This is Jean.
Judy?
Jean.
I'm not hearing your
Hi,
name
Jean.
Clearly.
I think it's Jean, Marcia.
Jean?
Yes,
Welcome,
Jean.
Welcome, Jean. What can we do to help you?
I just wondered if you could do a healing for my husband.
And what would his name be, Jean?
Jim.
Jim. We're going to, what I do is called stealth healing sometimes. And so, Jim, I have put him on my little massage table, which is like the size of a note card, and he is currently on it. This is the cool part. I don't need to know what's wrong with Jim. In fact, the less I know, the better sometimes, because I'm human and that my humanness gets in the way. So what I have, and what I tell people when they come to me for a healing is that they receive exactly what they need, because I'm not in charge of it. I'm not responsible for it. I just get to stand in the gap with him. So I don't know if he can provide you feedback, but he might provide you feedback later on.
Okay.
The other important thing is that as Jim is receiving his healing, so is everyone else within the sound of my voice, because that's my intention that I've set forth. But Jim is named.
I'm definitely feeling it. Thank you, Vicki. Thank you, God.
You're very welcome. And God is present in this place with us, and very real and very tangible. I love this work. This work has, a lot of different people come to me for a lot of different health reasons. I had a man just this last week that has tremors. And so as I had him on the table, 5 minutes into his session, and I usually do 30-minute sessions when I'm in an office, or an hour session, depending on what they want, what the client wants. And so I had him on the table, and his tremors completely stopped 5 minutes into the session and up until 5 minutes out.
Wow.
The next
That's
day...
It's interesting you mentioned that problem, because I've been having tremors for over a year now.
Well, Miss Marcia, as we offer our bodies up to channel, sometimes the physical... what the Keys of Enoch tells us is that all of our organs have a frequency vibration. And when we are interacting with God and the celestial realms, our bodies are raised up, not completely to their level, or we wouldn't be in these human bodies anymore. Our bodies would be going beyond the frequency of life.
Right.
But our bodies are affected, because in that moment where you're connected, your body frequency increases, and they have to lower theirs in order to communicate with us.
Yeah, I'm aware of that, although I get them right before sleep and during sleep.
Well,
and
I think sometimes those are also the frequencies they use to increase our vibration so that we are moving up and ascending spiritually. Not beyond the frequency of life, but they are doing adjustments for us.
Mm-hmm. And so, I've been told by others that it was a form of an ascension type thing that was happening.
I agree.
Although that's not what my physician tells me.
Well, your
but, you know,
is
you're going to get different things.
Well, your physician is going to tell you what he knows to be a physical issue,
mm-hmm.
and the, or maybe even a nervous issue. But the real deal is, until doctors look at our complete picture, we are physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual beings. And that as a whole human being, they have elected to disregard anything from the spiritual realm as a part of what's happening with us.
Yeah, oh yeah. Except for the few who are becoming enlightened. But I do think that even with all the holistic medicine that's going on now, you know, I have a very holistic, wonderful chiropractor, for instance, you know. So people in that field are waking up, you know.
Absolutely. It's time for us to do that. It's time for us to challenge what it is we've learned our whole lives. And this is what I call my belief box. You know, growing up, my parents, my church, my school, all of those things contributed to my beliefs. And often, just because we've heard it over and over and over again, we believe it to be true. But I love John Stossel on 2020, because he is so good at saying, is this myth or is it, you know, is it truth or fiction? And so what he does is challenge things we've always heard. Well, in our spiritual path, we find ourselves doing the same thing. Is this true, or is it something we just heard over and over and over again until we believe it to be true?
Mm-hmm. And that's very much how the mass media works, because they are basically bought out by corporate America, and corporate America has its own commercial purposes with which they want to manipulate you very subtly with all the subtle, you know, messages that they run inside their commercials and, you know, that sort of thing. So there are very subtle messages going on all the time in mass media. And you do really have to be discerning with the mass media, and you also have to be discerning as far as channeling goes. So, you know, we're bombasted with information at this point. There's an overload. I think if you tried to learn all the information that was out there, it would be virtually impossible at this point, because the Internet has just exponentially expanded so much. But, you know, I think what you're saying is really great truth. And I think a lot of people are waking up, and a lot of people are on a journey, and they are kind of maybe a little bit unsure whether to believe in what we're talking about as opposed to what they've been taught, but because it is so different, you know?
Well, one thing that I do know is that we have been taught through centuries of information that we do not trust our own power. And, you know, within each of us, I said we have that spark of the divine, and we don't trust that either, even though within that spark is all knowledge, all information, everything.
Right.
And
exactly.
So if we start relying on, not me as a healer to tell you the truth, but relying on that spark of the divine within each of us, in however it manifests itself to us individually, then we have the ability to tap into that discernment, tap into an extraordinary power that is not power over others, but power to accomplish things. And that brings us back to, you and I have talked about a long time, is Mother God. You know, we have focused on Father God, and yet until we recognize the alchemical marriage of Mother and Father God together as one being, whole and together as male and female traits to
mm-hmm.
become powerful in just such a wonderful way, the power of God will be at our disposal to be and to really be a human being, not just a human doing. There are so many things that Mother God has to share with us. The power of love, the power of community, the power of relationships, that, you know, we need those gifts from her, and we need to know that in one of the messages she said, I give you a piece of my heart to use. And that by loving those people, especially those that need some changes in their lives, that we can use that power of love, which has been put over in a box and said, oh, you know, it's a mamby-pamby thing. But the power of love is really the greatest power there is, because it's God.
It definitely is, and we're definitely able to access the infinite intelligence of God. That's really how I would define God, is this infinite intelligence. And once you turn on to spirit and you turn on to your understanding that you're a divine being, then you're in the connection of the divine flow, and you will begin to see different types of miracles. Speaking of which, let's talk a little bit about your book that's already out, The Heart-to-Heart Connection, Miracles All Around Us, and where people can pick that up.
Well, that's another question. I think that I am going to republish that one with the second one. The journey of publishing has been an interesting one for me, and that you can get that out right now on Amazon. There are several bookstores that still carry it,
mm-hmm.
and you can order it right now. I hope to have a solution for that soon, because, you know, I think I have one copy myself, just one.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured that there is a purpose in that. That particular book was written because I was having all these incredible experiences, and the messages in them, if anybody has ever had these kind of messages, I go back to that book, and it's obvious that I have not written parts of that book. The parts of the book that are published there continue to change my life just like a daily devotional.
Well, yeah, and I think it's it could be equally said about my book. It's obvious when you read Diana's messages that they sound like her, not me, you know. So spirit is certainly working in your book, and you certainly have some wonderful messages that seem to be accompanying you as you do your healing.
Well, I know that I do not do this healing alone. I am a part of it. I have a piece of the puzzle, but you can't see what the puzzle looks like with one piece. It takes a lot of us. It takes the people who have benefited from the healing gifts, and it takes the masters who are working and opening up the power. When I first started this, I could sense that the power that I was accessing was very small. But as it continued to change and heal me, it was almost like then it became a one-inch PVC pipe, and then over time it became more like a six-inch PVC pipe. And it's coming straight from the heart. So as the heart is filtered with all of that love, it heals also for me.
Right, but you know, you are you're such a clear channel for this energy to come through. And you do have to go through a process of mental, I think, clearing. You have to clear out a lot of the debris that we would call, you know, the lower vibrations, right?
I have done that, and I have gone through a lot of self-evaluation. And, you know, I happen to believe that within me there are, I'm older these days. I'm in my 50s.
I know the feeling.
And so I have all of these little Vickies who are age 0 through 51.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, those little Vickies are wealth of knowledge and wisdom, but also pain and agony. And so through this work, I have been inspired to do some work with all of those little Vickies, and they have given me kernels of wisdom that have shown me what holds me back in my life and opened up doors for me to say, that's no longer going to hold me back. I need to clear that out and really use this energy to heal it, not just stuff it down inside where it still has a purpose. So this work has transformed me so that I can become that clear channel. And it's not difficult. Over and over they have reassured me, Vicki, this isn't complicated. It's simple. But we as human beings think that things are simple or not necessarily grand. But the truth is that sometimes the most simple healing methods are extremely effective because the rites and rituals don't get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the energy you've been sending out to our audience and to me is phenomenal, and you are such a gifted healer. Would you feel comfortable in giving out your phone if you would want to accept calls from
absolutely.
Others?
Absolutely. I would be
and
more than happy.
And it's a cell phone, right?
Yes, this is my cell phone, so you can reach me anywhere. I turn it off while I'm having sessions with others because that honors their time and mine. But I will be happy to call you back if you get an answering machine. The number is 972-841-3099. And I do distance healing, so if you're concerned that you're in another part of the country and I'm not coming there anytime soon, you can call and I make an appointment. I have you sit down in a chair or lie down on your bed. People have told me I felt you the minute you started, just like the people in the audience today. You know, you can feel this energy. You can feel when it starts. And so it's just as if you were in the room with me. It's just that physically we're not together. But connectedness,
I think that's marvelous, and I think that in this age of technology, why not use the internet, the phone, and all the other things to connect with those that you need to connect with? Sometimes communities, you know, simply are sort of out there. I know I live in corn and bean country in central Illinois farming area, and there isn't a lot of light work going on here. So a lot of my light work goes on here on BBS Radio, and we want to send out a special thanks to Don and Doug Newsom and the fine job they're doing of expanding BBS all the time. There's
absolutely.
So many new shows coming on, just fabulous. And we're wrapping up our show, Vicki. It's again been such a pleasure to have you on and your healing energies. Thank you for blessing us the way you have.
Well, thank you, Marcia, for the opportunity. I know that in closing, if everyone starts to light their candle and open their gifts, then we're going to have an amazing awareness, because one candlelight and another candlelight together offers more illumination than just the two candles themselves.
Well, yes, the way that you're speaking is so eloquent today. It was it's evident to me you're working on your book. I can't wait to read it and have you on again when you publish. And you're welcome anytime you'd like to come on the Peaceful Planet show and do some of your healing for our audience. Unfortunately, we're sort of out of time, and we're going to play some music as we close out today. I thought we would play, let me check, what did I check off here? Something for Gossamer Wings, which is by Bob Murray, as channeled by George Harrison. And I want to thank every one of you, our listening audience, for joining me on the Peaceful Planet, and encourage you to join me again next Saturday from noon to 1, where we are doing this extraordinary music of the Half-Beats, as they call themselves, John Lennon and George Harrison, and many other musical talents from the other side through Bob Murray. And encourage you to visit my website at DianaSpeaksToTheWorld.com, where you can see Diana's other messages, messages from the angels, and a great deal of artwork, celebrity portraits, etc. Thank you again, Vicki. It was really nice chatting with you. Thank you for adding so much to our understanding about healing.
It is my pleasure to be here, and thank you for the opportunity, Marcia.
All right. Talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.